Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Just a few points. Somebody explained very nicely, like what came in these ash'ar, that these desires that we have. Now, at the time when the desire becomes strong in a person, so a person should see one side, I can kill the command of Allah, and I let my desires overtake me. On the other side, I kill my desires, and I make Allah happy. So at that time, a person must say, and we have to keep on repeating, reminding ourselves in different ways, that at such times that I have to kill my desires. Allah's command, one command, and Allah created everything. So great is the command of Allah. How can I break the command of Allah? And when I kill my desires, then Allah gives that person Jawedani, yani eternal life. That person gets life in this dunya, what is real, what is called life, what is called enjoyment. And at the time of mort, in the qabr, all the time that person gets life, if he kills his own desires. And if he kills the desire, the command of Allah, then he has destroyed himself. In this world also he will suffer the consequences, unless he makes tawbah, Allah accepts the tawbah. And then in the qabr, that condition, day of qiyamah, that condition, Allah save us all fire of Jahannam, what will be the condition of a person? And this fight and this effort is not just a one-time thing, once off, but it is a continuous thing. There is a test from Allah Ta'ala, a istiqamat, which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that Allah Ta'ala revealed that ayat, and then made my hair go grey. Become white, to have this istiqamah. And we read, for example, in Surah Yusuf, that Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was a small boy, when his brothers took him, put him in the well, and then they sold him in Egypt. Then he went and he was now tempted, Zulaikha, the wife of Aziz. She wanted him to have satisfy her. But there also, again, that desire of his, anyway, young person, that desire is so strong, but how he controlled himself. Fully, 100%, not one bit whatsoever inclination. I can't break, that my Rabb, Hassana Maswai, he's so good to me, how can I break his command? I'll break my own desire. Now, because of that, what happened? He didn't get freedom at that time. He went to jail. And not jail for a day or two, for how long he spent time in jail. Then this opportunity came for him to come out when the two other people also came there, and he told one of them that was going to get saved, you must tell the king about me, that there is one person who is jailed wrongly there. That person also forgot. And Yusuf alayhi salam again more in the jail for how long? When he comes out from there, then now the king gives him, first he wants his name cleared. Now his name gets cleared properly. And then the king says, I'll make you my special person. He says, give me the responsibility of all this management of the food at that time, the drought time. And again at that time, how he was so perfect in his work, so clear all his works were. And that also carries on for a long time. Then finally, after that comes, when he is the father, they also come now. And his father, how much sabr he made. From the time when the child was small, and now Yusuf alayhi salam, then it is towards the end of Yusuf alayhi salam's life. After when they come, it's not a long period, and Yusuf alayhi salam passes away. But what a long period. So this is Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And this is how a person has to be firm all the time. And all the time he carries on. And when a person makes a determination, Allah's help also comes accordingly. Then Allah helps a person. The test is at the beginning. But then Allah's help, Allah gives him that courage and that strength. And then he becomes stronger and stronger all the time. So this is the test which Allah Ta'ala puts us. And this world is for that test. It's also written one very interesting incident. There was one great buzur, a young person at that time first, And it came in his heart that I must have only halal. Not any doubt also, no contamination also of haram. So for that he said, let me earn my rosy with my own hands. Then I know that this is 100% halal. From that he earned, then he got married, and from that absolute halal rosy, he paid the mahar, all the expenses of the wedding, the walima, etc. And then with that, now he married and they were living as husband and wife. Then with that earning, he made sure his son must only eat from that halal food. There must be no contamination whatsoever. It happened one day that the mother of the child, his wife, she was preparing food for him. And the child was hungry. And the child needed food, milk to drink. The neighbor's slave girl was in their house. So the mother was happy. So the slave girl said, I'll just give him a few to suck on me and drink his milk. So just then the father came. He said, what's happening? There is a neighbor slave girl. They haven't given us permission. It's not rightful. He is now, it's not permissible that he has the. So he grabbed him from there, turned him upside down, and spanked him so that all that he could vomit it out. And this he made known on an occasion. He became Imamul Haramain, the Imam of the two Haram, such a great position. And he had great position. One day in a debate, he was stuttering and stammering a bit. So the people asked him, what happened today? This never happens to you. So he said, there is the result of a few sips. So they asked, what does this mean? So then he gave his whole story. That day, my father made all that come out also. But that little that remained, that little but whatever, today the effect of that was. So Allah give us tawfiq, that halal. And today when everything just goes, interest is made halal, and then all the outlets of the shops and where we are eating, we go in the supermarket to go and buy our groceries. We don't check, we just put into our trolley whatever comes. So then the result of it is also apparent. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we become conscious, I'm conscious that at least we take some precautions. Today a person, very strange things also happen today. Unbelievable things. But Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq as far as possible to be very strong and to take this precaution. And all that can come when we have what is called Islah, control of our nafs. Today a person is a diabetic also. If that control is not there, he goes for a dawat, he says, well, I'll eat today. Ice cream, cold drink, everything, I'll take another extra insulin. So that control is not there. So it harms us in our dunya's matters also. How many times we just want that one thing, but we haven't got that control over ourselves. We know it's not right. I should not be having it. A person got a flu, but still he wants that little juice also. And that cold things which will make him more. This is in dunya's matters. Then in dini matters, how much more? So to make this effort consciously all the time. And at least that a person becomes conscious of it. That is Allah Ta'ala grant us that islah and that tazkiyah for which we should make dua, make this effort also. But at least a person becomes conscious and he works. Otherwise when a person is just without no reins on him, just free and do what and what, every person just does what he wants to, says what he wants. Allah give us all tawfiq.